Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. Welcome, friends and listeners. I know today is a holiday for some. Mother's Day is being observed today, so many people may not be able to be here, but they can catch the replay of episode number 4 called Beware of False Prophets. Today, we will be discussing what is a false prophet and where our false prophets are in this day and time. We know one thing about the false prophets. Many of the false prophets are not always hidden in the church, and so that's what we're going to try to unravel today. Before we dive in, I'm going to be here in the studio alone today. So I'm going to be hosting this show alone so I can make sure that we get the maximum time in for this teaching. Also, too, I want to give you heads up if those who are going to tune in today, and if you want to be a part of the show, you do have a question while I'm live on the air. I'm asking you to actually silence your other devices if you're going to come live on the air, and also, too, you can wave your hand if you want to come live on the air. We do have our via chat room open up for you, those who want to come, don't want to come live on the air, but they want to listen in. But you can also put your questions and your topics right there in our via chat room so I can read those while live here on the air. Okay. Also, too, if you want to be a guest on our show, we've opened up the right where you can come and share your story or testimony here on Send Forth Your Word, but you have to make your request via email, okay? And we have listed that information on our show page, so you can tap in and click the link, and it will take you right to our email. Also, too, we do provide spiritual coaching still, and we want to know, want you to know, our friends and listeners, if you need the service, you can also request it or book a service or session online by emailing us your requests. If you're new here to Send Forth Your Word, we want to thank you for coming and tuning into our show. We're excited to have you here, but while you're here, we ask that you click on the follow click button so that we can be able, when we load a show, are we are going live, you're able to come or hear. Or either you can also, too, click on and listen in so you can be able to tune into our show. We also want to thank those who are being very supportive with Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry, who have tuned in and who have been our faithful listeners. And we want to thank you, too, for coming back as well to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. We are excited to be on episode number 4. And so I am going to dive in shortly, but I am going to take a quick break in music, and I will be ready to go right into our show. Please stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. I'm back here live on the air for our topic today, and we will be talking on beware of false prophets, my friends. So here we are again, joining together, and before we go into our topic, I want to pray for you, our friends and listeners. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for gathering us together today so that we can spend this time in your word, understanding what your word is saying, what you are trying to show your people in these last days in regards to the church, the false prophets, the seers, and your prophet series you've given us. We are so thankful and so grateful that this information has been given to us so that we can be prepared for what's coming in these end days. So we give you glory, honor, and praise into your name and give you all the praise and honor this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, everyone. So again, if you are just tuning in, I am here today in the studio and I am going to start on our topic today called the Beware of False Prophets. So as I was saying earlier, before we got into our show, a false prophet is not only a person hidden in the church, my friend. We have had discussions through episode 1 and 2 in regards to the Seer and the Prophet series, and then we're now moving on. So we want you to know that a prophet is not someone that just, you know, is amongst the church. They can be housed anywhere. Okay, and so this discussion is intended to help those who are among, who are in the church, who are amongst the false leaders and prophets of this day and era. You know, we want you to understand, our friends, that this is not a tape where we're bashing prophets or anything like that. We're just bringing informative information so those who are amongst people who are false prophets, they need to be fully aware of what's really going on. So again, this discussion is intended to help those who are amongst false prophets, our leaders, and in these last days, who are being exposed and found guilty of using and abusing God's people, and are using heresies and lies that are not true and comparably to the scriptures and into the word of God. And so with these false leaders, we recognize that many of them are appointed and they are in the church, but a false prophet or leader is not only limited to a church, because a prophet is, before he is a prophet or a servant or a leader, he is still a father, a husband, a brother, a boss. he can be a number of different types of personalities and have a different type of positioning. And so we want that to be clear, that they're not limited just to being a prophet in the church, because before they was a prophet in the church, we already know they had some other relationship with other family members and people in their communities. While preparing this discussion, I had to really think, where does this all start with these false prophets and leaders? And after I thought about everything that I wanted to pair in this discussion, I had ran across a reel on our live, our Facebook Live, and it was very, very informative because it really basically matched what this message is about today, very clear. And I am hoping that I can be able to share a bit of that recording so that you, our friends and listeners, can see where I'm going with today's message. So I'm going to try to put it on, put my mic on mute so I can get this mic and see if you guys can hear what is being said on this video.
Physically and financially. I've had more people criticize me over that jet. They still can't get over it. Criticize me over my house. They didn't pay for it. I paid for it. Let me tell you why. That's water on a duck's back. And I'm going to give you a scripture. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich. When the glory of his house read that, and get, pull that up in the Amplified. Verse 16 of Psalms chapter 49, if you can do that. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house.
Well, it's Amplified says that be not afraid when an ungodly one is made rich.
That's true.
In the wealth and glory of his house of increase, for when he dies, he will carry nothing.
Well, yeah, I understand.
Will not
see, God don't care if someone's ungodly to be rich.
So what I wanted to share with you is a portion of what was going on there in this video that I was pretty much sent in reference to me just actually tapping onto it, and I didn't really know it had anything to do with our false prophet series, so it came right in time. But it really was something that was picked up in regards to helping us understand how the Christianity community has been able to have leaders who are prominent names in the evangelical community and religious pastors and televangelists who have bragged about how wealthy God has made them, and they don't have to worry about anything because of the gospel. God can make a person rich, and it doesn't bother him one bit. That's what he was saying in his message. And so that may be true, but God does have a problem when men did not perfect the call. What comes and is attached to wealth. And that's where many televangelists, pastors, teachers, and false prophets are misinterpreting God's wealth for the riches, in his riches for his people. Another problem, before I share the real, I've kind of already shared it to you, is that basically it is regarding mainly the misconception of God's favor and how he wants to perform certain miracles. But there are really requirements for those miracles and those blessings. And a lot of our pastors in our past years have not been able to interpret the truth in how God really blesses his children. And so I wanted to share this tape so you, my friends and listeners, can understand that these are people who God is saying that we're supposed to teach and teach his sheep in the flock, and they were not supposed to be abusing and using God's chosen people the way they did. And they are going to have to pay, and they are going to be responsible for the outcome of their teachings. And so it is so tragic when you hear these kinds of exposures of people. What I found was so interesting about this particular exposure was that really it wasn't that, you know, he was, you know, over the top per se. It was that the word was the one that exposed him in that teaching. And that was really, really strange, but it was funny offense, because it was through his wife who brought forth the truth. And he was trying to go over it and make it appear like God don't mind. He don't care about, you know, the righteous being wealthy. He has all these things, you know, he has jets and he has houses. He has plenty of money. He's been very blessed. And so there is scriptures to help me dissect what we heard earlier. And I want to play it one more time because it did have a very, very, very cutoff. And I hope I can get it to go through this time, so you, our friends and listeners, can hear for yourself why it's very important to understand who you're dealing with in this day and time when it comes to these false teachers and false prophets, because many of these people are being exposed by the Most High God, and he is not happy with the way they have been treating the church and his people. So let me try one more time. I'm going to put that on so we can start and move forward, because I do want you, our friends, to hear how the Most High set this up right before this taping so we could hear what was going to go on. Praise God.
Very blessed. I think I've been very blessed physically and financially. I've had more people criticize me over that jet. They still can't get over it. Criticize me over my house. They didn't pay for it. I paid for it. Let me tell you why. That's water on a duck's back. And I'm going to give you a scripture. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich. When the glory of his house is, read that, and get, pull that up in the Amplified. Verse 16 of Psalms chapter 49, if you can do that. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house.
Well, it's Amplified. It says, and be not afraid when an ungodly one
made rich. That's true. The wealth and glory of his house are increased. He goes on, for when he dies, he will carry nothing. Oh, yeah, understand. Will not, see, God don't care if someone's
ungodly to be rich.
All kinds of to be rich. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever at all.
Praise God. I'm very astonished to see that even in this day and time, we have people here who are still preaching such a disrespectful gospel to the body of Christ. And we as believers must take authority. We must take a stand. You know, God does, you know, care who he makes rich, because if he didn't, he would make everybody rich, you know? And so what I began to think and ponder about in preparing this discussion, I start noticing that God had desired for many to be rich, but we were so busy giving all the wealth away, you know? And so it's easy for him to say, well, he bought that jet, he bought that home. However, he did, but he paid for it off the back of believers who had went broke in some cases to be able to stay within his ministry. And yes, you know, he's living a very luxurious life right now, and his life sounds really good. For those who are struggling right now, they would probably not agree, you know, because there has been a lot of abuse in the body of Christ with a lot of these high prominent names, profile name religious pastors and televangelists, okay, who brags about their wealth and how they don't have to worry, and, you know, this is all from God, you know. But as we go a little bit into this show, I'm going to show you that it wasn't all about God. The riches that, you know, God exposed at him on the air, and this young lady happened to catch it, and I like that she caught that, because she realized that this is all false, you know. And so another exposure just happened earlier for me. I was getting ready to take a break, and I was looking online, and I seen another major exposure, and it was under another prominent pastor who actually has said for the second time, and one of the YouTubers did catch his segment, and he said that he was repenting from the gospel, you know, which is pretty much, you know, the monetary or gospel, because, you know, they always was talking about, you know, the wealth and the riches, and how you need something big from God. You have, you know, need a miracle, or you need money. You must sow into this gospel in order for him to really move. And, you know, that was just very hard, you know, that was just heartbreaking for me, because I do remember that time when they started that name it and claim it phase of the gospel, and how they were asking people to get in line. This is the $100 line, this is the $20 line, and this is the $1,000 line. And then they were making different statements in regards to two, you know, the more you give, the more you will receive, you know. And so, you know, I felt like God began to show me early on there was something not right with these different high-profile leaders. And I recall that I had a dream in regards one day, and it was a very powerful dream, I would call it. And I recall that, you know, the Most High locked my eyes down, and he took me up like to the heavens, and, you know, and then all of a sudden I noticed we were in a room, and the room had, we were setting up high, he and I, and it was like I could see, you know, his, pretty much a figure of him. I don't want to go into depth with it, because what I seen is my own personal recount or count of what I seen. So what I did witness was, it was like it was a room we were setting in, and we looked down, and he opened the whole door, and we could look down, and we were in a service. And when I looked down to see whose service we were in, it happened to be another prominent pastor, you know. And so while we were sitting there, you know, looking at the show, I could really see tears coming down his eyes, and I felt so compassionate. I was so moved by seeing how, at that time, I'm going to be honest, I was more a younger, you know, person in the body of Christ, but I had a strong walk with God and a strong relationship with him. And I was very hardcore when it came to things about people saying things about the Most High, because I know him only to be a very precious Savior, you know. And so I believe that might have been the reason why he let me see that, because I, at that time, I would look at those televangelists. After I get out of church, I would, you know, make sure that I tune in, because I would take notes, because I wanted the knowledge. I did. But I started noticing, you know what, none of that stuff never was happening, what they were saying, you know, the way, if you do this, you do that. And so the guy that I just let you hear his tape, you know, I don't want to throw his name out there, because, you know, if you want to research it, go on, you know, Instagram, go on YouTube, you will be able to figure out who that person is. But I do want you to know that false prophets are everywhere. They are everywhere. They're not only limited to the church, okay? And a false prophet is not only a person that's in the church nowadays, because there's a lot of other spiritual things that have been going on. And so they're using gifts and they're bringing in other people to help build their false doctrines, their false church, their false heresies that they have in the church. And so the Most High brought back to my attention was one of the false prophets in the Bible who was considered Simon the sorcerer, okay? And so one of the things that I start noticing, because I asked earlier, we talked about, you know, how did this all start? And so the Most High was showing me through his story earlier is that, you know, a lot of people were born into different family member, you know, family environments and bloodlines where they had a lot of sorcery and occultic backgrounds in those bloodlines before they were born. And then when they came along, the Most High did not always, and I know a lot of people have told me this because I had a lady tell me this, you know, she was brought into a family where they did psychic and spiritualist work and stuff like that. But see, the Most High does not always connect you to it. You have to gravitate to it for yourself, you know? And so the story of Simon the sorcerer kind of gives me the understanding that Simon's problem was he was born into an occultic sorcery background, his bloodline, his father, which it is if you want to read up on it, you know. And so when he became an adult, he realized that he wanted to be somebody great, okay? And see, that's where a lot of people get in trouble. They want to be great. So they try to, what, make their own name great. And so what happened was he seen the gospel was growing in that time, and Peter was the one who identified Simon and told him, your heart is not right with God. You are not a child of the Most High, even though he basically didn't want to take his ability to want to serve God, but he just had to correct him, because a lot of times that's where we're at with certain people. You can't just take on everybody as someone who knows Christ and all of his teachings. You need to test the fruit. The Bible says it. When we are just accepting everybody's word for, you know, what it is that they want to share with us, you know, we, even up to us, to the final part, I don't care who they are, you know, you need to be able to discern, because the Bible, it says that, you know, trust no man, you know. And so that's one of the things that I've seen in that story about Simon the sorcerer, because he actually was, he had that background where he was the magician. He wanted to make everybody, you know, believe in him. And he did. He had a large following because he was able to work through signs and wonders, and people were very astonished, and they believed that he was, had the power of Christ. So they were very intrigued, but did, if they only knew that he was a sorcerer, he wasn't a prophet, a true prophet of God, you know. And so what he tried to do was he tried to get Peter to pay, he wanted to pay Peter for the power of the Holy Ghost. And he was like, no, this don't make sense, dude, you know. And so, you know, as I want you to read the story for yourself if you find this interesting, but where I'm trying to go with this is that as I was reading some notes earlier on it, what God showed me is that Simon did not have to be a sorcerer. Simon could have chose to follow God with all his heart, his mind, and his soul, like any other believer. But what he wanted people to like him. He wanted people to know who he was. He wanted his name in the big lights, you know. He wanted to be well known. And what he lacked, my friend, he lacked the confidence, because he knew that he was nobody unless he had power, strong power. So that's one of the areas that a lot of times in the church, you will see people in there. They start off very slow, but then someone comes in and start planting different seeds throughout the ministry and in the minds and corrupting other people and telling them, if you do this, we can grow that. If you do that, we can have this. And so God doesn't want us to be consulting with just anybody, okay? Literally, the Bible says you need to consult with him first, okay? Really, if you are a true believer, you need to be really consulting with him first so that he, my friend, can be able to direct your path and show you the way you ought to go. And so in this day and time, we are among not only the televangelists, the sorcerers, the false prophets in the church, but a false prophet can be anyone, like I said earlier. It can be a neighbor. It can be, a post office person, a mail carrier. It can be a doctor. It can be anyone. You don't know who you're dealing with until God shows you, my friend. And I have been astonished at times when God shows me who I'm dealing with. You know, I tend to not really take to heart and make it seem like a person is good as gold. But there is some people that have shocked me a little bit because there was a strong area in my life where I had to go back and re-study and relearn who God was for myself, you know. And that is one of the things that God had showed me in the exposure of this pastor, this televangelist, is that in through his exposure, which I found very kind of funny, but not so funny at him, but just sad, because I remember also too long ago when I was very early in the gospel, and I, like I said, I used to watch a lot of their shows and, you know, read along with them, take notes, and I kept realizing that it was a common thread that was there in the process that kept happening. Every time I look up, you know, it was always they would give just one portion of the scripture and they wouldn't read the rest of it. And so I remember the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you know what, you need to see what that says for yourself. And I remember reading it and I immediately felt like God had showed me they're not right. They're not right. And I think for me, because it doesn't take him a whole lot to tell me when somebody's not right. I don't like to let them go, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And so I started in pretty much with a few of the women televangelists listening to their shows, but it was always money hungry. It was always a greedy thing, you know. It was all based around, you know, the ministry, but, you know, at the same time, what were they planning back into us, you know? And so I was concerned that, you know, being that I at that time was a single mom and I was not willing to let my whole income go over these televangelists, but I did know that I wanted to do the right thing. And so I did pay at that time my tithes and offering. Wherever I belonged, whatever church I went to, I was faithful as much as I could be. And even if I was sick, I would send my tithes to the church. And I just didn't know out of error, my friend, because I was taught by a false leader. And so, and then everywhere else I was looking, they were false too. So I really had no understanding until I started reading the word of God for myself. And I am so grateful for that, you know. But what God had showed me was in that tape that you just heard is that God's word is what rebuked at him, you know. It's what rebuked at him because he was talking about Psalms 49, okay? And I want to make sure I get that one out so we can go over that one. It was Psalms 49, 16. And it says here, it says, be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. Verse 17 says, for he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Verse 18, though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and man will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. Verse 19, he says, and he shall go to the generations of his fathers. They shall never see light. Verse 20, man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perish. Man, when I seen that, I was like, Lord, thank you. I had a whole new message. I'm going to keep it real. And he just changed everything, but he lined it up for me, you know? And so what I was just so thankful that when I seen this message, you know, this is a televangelist I've watched over the years, and I'm not trying to out nobody, you know, but I'm going to tell you, even when you look at the reel, if you find it out there, you're going to see how his own wife was like, what? We got the wrong interpretation. At the end of the day, that is really what's been going on. He only gave us verses 16 and 17. He never went down to 18 and 19 and 20, my friends. So he only was bragging, because if he would have read what 18 says, and I want to read it one more time. It says, though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well thyself. And like he said, hey, I have been blessed. You know, I was able to buy things. People were always talking about my jets and my houses, but I paid for it. You know what God showed me? He said, look, he did. He just told you who paid for it. He said he paid for it. He didn't say I paid. God paid for it for me. You know, he paid for it, but how did he pay for it? Off the back of other believers. And so the Most High is tired of all this foolishness and shenanigans within the church realm, and he is dealing with these leaders. Really, he is starting to bring out so much exposure on these false leaders, my friend. And so the thing is as I was looking at the reel, the Most High had my eyes focused on the wife, and she was like, this is a thing. You can see she was like, you know what? You just constantly doing all this foolishness. You need to get it together. Because at the end of the day, you know, I understand that your time is very valuable, but our time is valuable, you know? And so whatever we do unto God, whatever we're doing, you know, our call or walking up, it should be unto Christ. And it doesn't really have a price tag on it, you know? But the thing is if you're faithful, the Bible says, he will make you faithful. If you're faithful a little, he said he will make you faithful over much. And so by him growing their ministry, of course people were going to be able to bless their ministries. But to then try to brag about your stuff and try to get cocky about the fact that people is saying something, of course they're going to say something because they don't live like that. And I'm going to tell you, being in a church and going to services like that, not all of their members are rich like that. I would say less than half of them are even wealthy. But he is supposed to be a billionaire at this point. So he can say easily, you know, I am a billionaire. You know, I have more money than, you know, money I need really at this point, you know. And God has blessed his life. But there is a consequence to that blessing that you're going to see today. I have said on several shows, one of the main reasons God removed his prophets from the church is because many years ago, God gave me the revelation, you know, and I told you before, he told me all the false prophets and false leaders and prophets have not been teaching my word correctly. And what they were using was what we call, and I just made this term up myself, is the hook and bait method, okay? If they could hook you on a scripture and bait you in, they was able to reel you in with the money, okay? They was able to reel you in with the money. And so that's how I began to see that. Now, it says here, again, This is what God is trying to say, my friend, to us. You know, in Psalms 49:20, it says, a man that is in honor and understandeth not. See, if you're in honor, if God has, these people have honored you and you don't even understand what the word says for yourself, you are, it says, he is like the beast that perish. And in that real, when you're looking at him, you can tell his mouth sword up when his wife start talking like, well, no, it says the ungodly man, okay? He really thought it meant him. And it did. It really meant him. But he was not seeing himself as an ungodly man. He was seeing himself as a believer. And that's the scary part in all of this, my friend, okay? It's because when you are a false prophet or you are a false preacher and you are choosing to deceive God's people, he will allow you to be deceived yourself. The word of God exposed that man because he for years had deceived many other men and women in the gospel. And his precious wife, I know she may be guilty in her own way, but a woman, that woman, I've seen her over the years, she's about the same. She's still submissive, you know, because when you're under a person who is about foolery and trickery, you know, I've dealt with people, you know, in my time, and I've seen how they come at you when you don't want to go along with things, you know. And so why the Most High was showing me, you know, by him admitting his riches and how him bragging on his personal, you know, belongings, you know, he's already been bragging. He's already gotten the big head. He already thinks, you know, he's the one running the show. But in all retrospect, it's God's doing. It's his blessings. He said everything belongs to him. Everything. The cattle of 1,000 years belongs to him. It means nobody's richer than him. Okay, and if he allows you to be rich and you to be blessed, it's because he loves you. And if he wants you to have those riches, he wants you to bless others, my friend, because he knows that you, my friend, need the resources so you can help his kingdom continue to be built. Okay, and so I'm excited that, you know, God has, you know, kept bringing out the deception and through this message, you know, and I am glad that we're able to kind of identify some of the issues when it comes to a person who is not walking right with God, who their heart is not right with the Most High, you know. And so I want to go into back to, let's see where I want to go to. I want to move forward now. That's what I will do. I will move forward because I believe we talked about him enough. But I did see another televangelist this morning, like I said earlier, and what I was excited to see was that, you know, the Most High, not that I want to see other people, you know, take a fall, because that is not my nature. But what I was excited to see, like by amazement more, is that they're all coming, the full circle is starting to come together. They're all getting exposed one after another. That's what I mean. And so the Most High have begun to show me that it's because many of the leaders are not able to understand the consequences because that evil spirit that has them chained and locked down into their sin. I want to share with you another scripture that proves the Lord has deceived them since they have chosen to deceive others. So let's move forward in these days. We have noticed that a false prophet can be a preacher, teacher, evangelist, prophetess, minister, pastor, apostle. They are found in the church as the scriptures describe them, and they have been described as wolves dressed in sheep clothing, who are deceiving God's men and women. And many of his children are out there buying their books, you know, giving them money for their lavish lifestyles, you know, keeping them rich and happy, you know, but they are not doing right by God's people. And they have hired these men and women to protect them. Some of the false prophets that are lying in the church now are there to protect the self-proclaimed image of that leader, that false prophet leader. And they are considered guilty of how they have ruined and brought so much corruption to God's temple and church here. So I am really, really, really concerned for the way our church is today. So how do we tell who are God's true prophets? The answer is found in Matthew's chapter 12, verse 50, which says, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and mother," according to the passage. Yeshua says his family is comprised of those who do God's will. This is a very powerful statement, my friend. This is what the false prophets have missed, okay? And so we look more into Matthew, again, chapter 21, verse 23, where it's being recorded that Yeshua is saying, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of the Father in heaven." Praise God. So if you're doing the will of the Father and you know that, you know, that it's all well with your soul, you are Yeshua's brother and his sister. Okay? It doesn't always mean that you have to be under the leader or get their approval. As long as you're doing what God has called you to do, my friend, that is what you are going to be held responsible for. According to Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 15 through 20, it says, and I'm just going to kind of break it down because I don't want to have to, for the sake of time here. "Beware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but the inward, they are like raving wolves." And when I looked up the word raving wolves, it meant excessive, greedy, gluttonous, predatorial, and aggressive. And that's what we're seeing in these false prophets and leaders. Okay? They only have the appearance of looking kind. But behind that exterior, you are going to experience at some point, if you hang around long enough, that aggressiveness, that predatoriness, that controllingness, the greedy and gluttoning spirit who will at some point deceive you for their own personal gain. Another way you will know who they are: false prophets are deceitful spirits who advocate doctrines of demons, and they introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them. That's very deep right there, because they do not believe they're doing anything wrong and has failed to see that the enemy were using them the whole entire time. And we see this so many times in the church, you know, with these false prophets and teachers in the pulpit teaching these heresy messages, you know, but they're still declaring it's of God. They're denying that it's of the devil, because they know that you will run out of there if they tell you the truth, right? Okay, so a false prophet seeks out their own prey, and they always are picky, phony people. You know, they're picking out phony people who are just like them, who is dangerous and destructive, and who is down with them to use and abuse others in pursuit of their own gain. Again, they're a raving wolf, like a raving wolf, with a fiery and brutal nature. So I was thinking, you know, to myself, you know, what does that look like for any person, natural person, to see a raging wolf in the street and then have to realize, do I need to approach that raging wolf? Should I go back? You should go back, okay, my friend. Don't go forward, okay, because their nature is definitely to destroy and to kill. And so that's really the nature of a person who is a false prophet or a false leader. They're bringing destruction to people who are listening to them and to those messages. Even though they think that they're entertaining people and they're giving them a pathway, like I said before, they're giving them, you know, the hook and bait method, you know, if they can, you know, hook you and bait you, you know, they got you in there, you know, they already got everything they want from you. They can get the checkbook out of you. They can get a car out of you. You know, they can get whatever they want, as long as they can hook you and bait you, you know? And so many of us have fallen prey to the hook and bait switch scheme, you know, and even though we know that they, calling it, you know, different types of gospels that they're talking, you know, about. But at the end of the day, it was all under the hook and bait, you know. And so we have seen so many of God's true prophets, you know, be kicked out or just they altogether had to just leave the church because a God-fearing prophet are never going to be willing to gain at anyone else's expense. Most of the time, they work for very less than what they're worth because we believe we are used to solve a problem and meet mainly a need. That's really what a prophet is, you know, a true prophet, I would say. Some of you are still, to this day, the Most High said, they are in relationships with these false prophets. They can't get out. They're in bondage. They need to be free, but they won't let go because they're so close to the person. They feel so alive, like Simon, you know, did. They have that Simon spirit on them. They kind of want to be famous. They want people to know them. And if they got any foot in the door where the man of God or man or woman is exercising their authority and people can see they are in authority, they won't let go. But they're being trapped and held captive to that person. And some of you are tied up with these false prophets and leaders by having relationships, you know, situationships, you know, because they've already gotten their foot in the door. You know, they did the, like I said, the hook and bait, you know, that always have worked. It doesn't always have to work by the word. It can just be a person who has the gift to gab, you know, as we used to say, you know, is a fast talker, smooth talker, and they can be able to wind their selves into the houses of women, very lonely, confused women who don't even know that they are not even laying with a man of God. Because most women, you know, I've seen it, I've heard it, when they talk about it all the time, you know, they want a man of valor. They want to, they're so attracted to that anointing to the point where if he's a pastor, I've seen women even say, you know, that man might be married, but God told me. And I'm like, no, God ain't told you that. Because if God told you that, he will perform it, you know? But there has been times that, you know, I've even got, you know, tricked by the wolves, okay? Because they try to come up and they try to appear, like I said earlier, like they really are about something. And then you find out it's nothing like what you thought it was going to be. So a lot of people have been snared away and been held captive. But you, my friend, I want to encourage you. You can be free. But you're going to have to do the work, okay? You're going to have to do the work. And so we are just in what we call a wicked time. The Bible even talks about it. This is a wicked day. And so there is a lot of more exposure that is going to be coming out. And we are just those who God wants to see it. We're going to be able to see it, you know. And we're not here to really, like, you know, put the stamp on them and judge them and say, okay, we knew you were wrong. But it is freeing to us because God says that he has to reveal it. Whatever he does, he has to reveal it to his prophets, his servants. And so when he does that to his prophets and his servants, then he tells them how they should release it themselves. So it's important, my friend, it is important for us to pay attention to the time that we're living in. How will you know who, you know, if a prophet is fake? I'm sorry, my friend. It says, according to Matthew chapter 7:15, we did have the scriptures there to reference back on that. However, I wanted to just start with the sake of time on Matthew 7:16, and it reads like this. And I'm going to try to carry from 16 to 20. It says, verse 16 and 20 is basically, you're going to say the same thing, okay? Because this is how you're going to know if you're dealing with a false or fake prophet. It says, which both says, you will know them by their fruit. And earlier, we discussed some of the characteristic traits, remember, in regards to them being greedy, being predatorial, you know, being gluttonous. You know, they have so much, they don't care, you know. So we look already at the traits, and now we're going to look also to Matthew 7:20, which is also saying the same thing. You will know them by their fruits, or the fruits. Yeah. So the Most High says this in Matthew 7, chapter 7, 17. He says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Verse 18 says, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree good fruit. Verse 19 says, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down, is heaved down, okay, and cast into the fire. Here we see that the Most High is telling you where those people that don't produce good fruit, that's where they're going. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, it reveals who will follow the false prophet to hell. It will be the liar. It will be the liar, my friend. That's what false prophets are. They're liars. If you're in the church and you're working under a false prophet and they're telling you what to do and you're going along with it and you're just lying for them, you know they're having affairs, you're up there booking all their appointments and all that stuff, you know, and hiding the truth, okay, and you're lying for them. Guess what it says here in Revelation? It says, the liar will forever be separated from a loving and holy God. The liar will have all eternity to regret the deception they refuse to renounce as they hear their lies echo in their memory. God hates the act of lying because it goes contrary to his truth. Proverbs 12:2 says, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth. Psalms 34:13 says, then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. The word of God affirms this. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish. Proverbs 19:9, it says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If you're practicing lying, repent. I tell you now, if any lies come out, I'm going to be repenting for sure, okay? Because at the end of the day, it says it here, a false leader or a prophet is a liar because they do not speak the truth. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17-18, it says, think not that I am come to destroy the law, prophets. I am come to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, I have not come, to destroy, but to fulfill. He's fulfilling the law. He's fulfilling the prophecy. The scriptures predict what we are witnessing in this day and time. We are beginning to see many, many false pastors, leaders, teachers, evangelists, prophets be exposed. And we are seeing a vast number is starting to come forth. So we know, my friend, this is not their doing. This is the will of the Father. It is coming to pass, right? And we also want you to know that not only are they just heresy teachers and doctrines of devil, teaching doctrines of devilish message, they are also idolaters. And idolaters are people who practice worshiping idols and idolatrous. And they are described as being involved in the occultic world. They're praising these other gods and asking for consulting with, spiritualists and witchcraft and sorcerers. They're all involved into the occultic world. They have their hands laid out into this world, and it's very, very, very alarming, okay? So God warns his own prophets because in Matthew, 24:11, his children, he doesn't want us, to be going ahead, and following behind all these sorceries, because that's where we looked at the story of Simon the sorcerer, okay? And when he was talking about Simon the sorcerer, he was showing you how Simon, like I said earlier on in the message, he wanted to be a great person. And so he was able to seduce God's children, people around, that community, that province, all of his magic and how the miracle and signs that he was creating, or signs and wonders too, he wanted people to praise him, to worship him. He wanted to have that dunamis power on his life so he can be able to control people. And he felt that he was the person that could do that, And that's what you're seeing a lot too in these false prophets, my friends, And so, today I know this is going to be more of a shorter teaching because I have, I have to recognize that there is a lot of people are not able to attend because they are tied up with other commitments and everything. But I've come to share, this message in regards to the false prophet series. And we are going to be coming back with maybe, I believe we may have one more series, one more episode, or if the Lord's willing, if he extends it, we're willing to go as far as we can. And also too, we want to also invite you to, when you come and see or hear the message, on our page, if you're doing a replay or if you're here, we want to invite you to go back out and then come in, but also to make sure you click the follow symbol on the front of our page of this show. We also would like you to click it because we know that we're going to be uploading more shows, of course. But however, we do want you to know when we're going to set a show so you'll be prepared and you can, you know, schedule your this show in if you want to attend. And also, too, we are using other platforms, you know, media platforms. So we want to, you know, keep up with our listeners and friends. We love when you guys email us and when you send us comments and things in the chats. And, you know, even, you know, on Facebook, we have a lot of people that follow Facebook shows and, you know, and they always leave messages and they're always IMing us, you know, asking questions. And I'm so excited about, you know, talking back with them and interacting with them. But we always try to tell people, you know, what we're more about is really getting the word of God out so it can set the captive free, you know, because a lot of us have been, you know, abused within the church spectrum. A lot of prophets are, they're not willing to even speak up because they've been under such a great attack. And, you know, we've here have experienced our shares of attack, and we have just asked God to cover us in this day and time because if he's called us to do this work, he has to protect us, you know, my friend. And so we are just grateful that you, our friends, have come out, listen to the show, you know, and, you know, we're definitely going to be coming back soon. However, if you are, you know, new to Send Forth, you know, you just want to send us a nice email and let us know who you are and how you like the show, you can always send your email to us at sendforyourword@gmail.com, and I will make sure, and it should be on our show page, so you can just tune in and go there and click on the link. But if not, I'll make sure we add that to it. And then also, too, if you want spiritual coaching, we are still offering spiritual coaching. As I said earlier, we would love to try to speak with you in regards to any spiritual issues, things that you just need someone to talk to. Maybe you just feel like an outcast. Maybe you feel like someone, nobody's understanding what you've been through. We are definitely able to, you know, let you book a session with us, so we can be able to talk to you and pray with you, about whatever it is that you believe that you need help in. And then for those who want to be a guest speaker on Send Forth Your Word, we are excited to have you. You know, we want to hear what you have to say, but we also, too, want to give you that opportunity to share with us, you know, your message, your testimony. So if you wanted to be a guest on the show, you can also email us, or you want spiritual coaching, at sendforthyourword@gmail.com. And then we are maybe looking forward soon. We've been working, trying to work on all the details, and I just kind of want to bring you up on some information regarding our seers and prophets conference. We kind of want to get together, and we're trying to still, you know, work out the kinks in it when the time is right for everybody's schedule. But we are looking to have a conference at some point. And we're doing this in reference to ministries, rural ministries, people who have children and adopt agencies, orphans and stuff, things of that nature. And also women, too, you know, who are, you know, widows and stuff, because those are the ones that the Bible says that, you know, we're supposed to be taking care of, you know, we're not supposed to be throwing our money away to just anybody that already have plenty of it, you know. And so, you know, we want to be able to help them. You know, we do get those emails from time to time as well, and they're requesting supplies and things. And you know, I start sharing with them, you know, we may be able to start putting, you know, little segments in to kind of, you know, get the donations going for them. You know, we don't mind if it's a small one or a larger donation. We do want to let you know that we have incorporated the Cash App so that you can be able to donate to these ministries, and you can donate it to us, and we will distribute it for you and how it should go out, and we will make sure that we make them take pictures and show us the update on anything that we're doing to help them, you know, and they are so willing. So, you know, with the help of and leading of the Holy Spirit, I don't want to just be throwing money out there and taking donations, but, you know, my goal is, you know, if it's a good cause and the Most High is involved in it, you know, we might be willing to move forward with that. So with that being said, we are planning at some point to have a conference, and we want to maybe invite about 12 panelists, I believe. And so we are going to have people be speaking and talking about their gifts and how the Most High has given them a prominent word, of a very strong word for the day. And, you know, so we can all be able to get under that same covering and roof and hear what thus saith the Lord. And so we are excited to see that to come to pass. Other than that, I think, my friends and listeners, we have come to the end of the show, and I am excited again that I am here today, and hopefully we'll be coming back next time with another wonderful message here on Send Forth Your Word. I want to thank you, our friends and listeners, for tuning in, and if you, like I said, you want to talk to us, just email us. We are definitely able to get your emails, and we'll be able to correspond back with you. So until next time, my friends, we'll see you there. God bless.